Christmas, everybody. Tom Fanta here for the Field of 68 with our latest 68 Shining Moments presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. From being picked at the bottom of the Pac-12 preseason poll to winning the Pac-12 Tournament Championship in improbable fashion to a historic Sweet 16 run. We are talking about the number 12-seeded Oregon State Beavers in the Midwest region. They will meet Loyola Chicago this weekend for a spot in the Elite Eight. The key to Oregon State's run, the senior, Ethan Thompson, who has been driving the Beavers to history. We caught up earlier this week. When you think about the madness of this March, Ethan Thompson is at the top of the list for what he and his Oregon State Beavers are doing heading to the Sweet 16. They will meet Loyola Chicago this weekend for a spot in the Elite Eight. And Ethan joins us this week on the Field of 68. Ethan, how's your phone? How's your phone doing?
Phone is doing good. After all these games, it stays going off. People from, growing up with Oregon State fans, Beaver Nation, just congratulating us and, telling us to keep going, encouraging us. So it's good right now, but after the game, it definitely runs a little hot for sure.
How has this run that you dream of growing up actually become a reality?
Yeah. Like how you said, as a little kid, you dream of moments like this, of being in the Sweet 16, making a deep run in March Madness. And, I think one thing that has got us to this point is, believing in each other, having our teammates have each other's back and, trusting in the coaching staff. They've done a great job game planning and, kind of giving us that extra push, extra motivation. Even though we're already a pretty motivated and confident group, having that competitive spirit 24/7, guys just want to win.
You got doubted at the start of this season. You've talked about that, being picked at the bottom of the Pac-12 preseason poll.
Yeah.
And I'm always curious, from a player's perspective, everybody's got a different story of their road. Can you tell me about a time maybe before now, way before Oregon State? Mm-hmm. Tell me about a time that you felt like you were counted out.
I don't think I could really specify just one time, but, as a player, throughout AAU, I was never really, the main guy on a team. I was, never super high in the rankings, and always, so I've had a chip on my shoulder ever since I was a little kid playing basketball. I've always wanted to be, the best and like win games, and we're waking people up, and it's just a great feeling.
It is great to watch. Your dad, who's on the bench with the Beavers, has had many NCAA tournament moments himself, has had that experience. Yeah. What's the biggest piece of advice that he shared with you heading into the big dance?
Definitely just to enjoy the moment. Don't look too far down the road. We obviously know the ultimate goal is to win the whole tournament, but you can't get to winning the whole tournament without, winning each game and then going into winning each game, just win every single possession and just also have fun during this time. And I think as a team and personally, we've been doing that.
What has your brother been like lately? Well, what's Stevie thinking right now?
He's so proud. He's so proud to be a Beaver, so proud to be, in the family as well. He's always encouraging me, as well as critiquing me even in these big wins that we've been having. But, and I give him a call after every single game. He kind of keeps my head on straight, telling me what I could do better at and also telling me, what I did well.
What's the head-to-head series between you two all time?
I don't know.
You don't know. This is your opportunity. The spotlight is on you here, Ethan Thompson. And when you tell me you don't know, that makes me think I know who's winning the head-to-head.
No, I'm telling you. I'm going to say that I am, and he's going to say that he is. So I'm going to just leave it neutral and go, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Well done. There's that idea, like, because I'm out here on the East Coast, and there's a lot of people all talking about how, look, East Coasters go to bed too early, and they have missed out on what we are all watching right now in the Conference of Champions, in the Pac-12. Mm-hmm. You know, just what can you say about seeing a bunch of other teams from the Pac-12 in the second weekend of the tournament?
I mean, it's not a surprise to me, really, you know, playing in the Pac-12 for 4 years. You know, I've seen how talented teams are, and, you know, and I've played a lot of basketball games in my lifetime. So just being able to, you know, kind of gauge experiences against Pac-12 teams, against non-Pac-12 teams as well. I'm going to just say that Pac-12 has a lot of talent, and it's on showcase for sure during this tournament.
When did you feel like this team clicked, Ethan? What was the moment?
I want to say that there's been a couple moments during this season. We had a couple of bad losses. I want to say we lost to Arizona during the regular season. After that, you know, the coaching staff got together, talked to people individually and as a team, and, you know, kind of gave us the motivation to, you know, look, we know we're capable of success, and kind of, you know, put that back on the front of our minds, you know, and, you know, if we weren't mentally tough, we could have gone, you know, separate ways as a team. And, you know, we didn't do that. We bought into, you know, the plan again, and just trusting each other and focused on, you know, having fun with each other. And we knew that ultimately it would lead to, you know, winning games. And then the second kind of refresher was probably our last game of the season against Oregon. You know, we lost that game at Gill. And we were like, look, we can't go out on that note. Going into the Pac-12 tournament, we were able to get a bye. And we were like, look, it's everything we want is right in front of us. It's up to us to go take it. And, you know, we took it, and we've been running with it. So the plan is to keep running.
Before we continue that interview, I just have to let you guys know that it is that time of year again. We have waited 2 years for this moment, and it is finally here. March's biggest tournament is back. Gonzaga is getting ready to run the table. Slippers are being fit as we speak. And our partners over at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, are putting our listeners at the center of the action. How? If you bet $4 on an underdog in a select game this week and that underdog wins, you win $256. That's right, $256. Here's how it works. You download the app now. You use the promo code FIELD68 when you sign up. Scroll through the list of select underdogs, bet $4 on one of them to win, and cash $256 when they do. There is no better way for you to put your college hoops knowledge to the test, and then to put your money where your mouth is with DraftKings Sportsbook. It's safe, it's secure, it's reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. I know this because I use them. So remember, the code is FIELD68. That's FIELD68 to turn $4 into $256. For a limited time only, must be 21 years or older. Restrictions apply. Go to DraftKings.com for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Keep running and running right on to the Ramblers here this weekend. You know, to your point about fighting through things, right? Coach Tinkle said this past weekend, there's been moments where we had to peel a little pain in the locker room to get them going, but it's a credit to them. How did he peel some pain? Can you share something about this season where maybe you went through that, yet yet you realized why Coach was doing what he was doing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, Coach Dingle's a great coach, and, you know, he has his ways that he goes about coaching. And knowing as a player that the ultimate, I guess, outcome of all of his methods is, you know, what's best for the team, what's best for you individually also. So whether that be, you know, getting on somebody and, you know, explaining their role, what the team expects out of them. Like for me, he challenged me to be a better leader. And I think that me and Zach have come a long way since the beginning of the season in terms of leadership, vocally and, you know, through action as well. And, you know, taking criticism at first, it could be kind of in the moment, it could be like, dang, like, okay. But just being mature enough and, you know, taking it for what it is, seeing the message, rather than the tone that he might be saying it. So that's the main thing.
One of the ways in which Coach has gone about this, and one of the things that he believes in, is creating depth and finding options. I'm just thinking about this win this past weekend over Oklahoma State. Maurice Kalu, who played a couple of years at Oklahoma State, De'Aaron Tucker had not played much of late, but he comes in. He provides some toughness for you. And Tariq Silver plays 15 minutes, which was his second biggest stint of the season for you guys. I mean, like, what's that like, that whole atmosphere?
No, I'm going to tell you one thing. Our practices are very competitive just because we know we have a lot of depth. And, you know, we have guys that are capable of, you know, you see it, capable of succeeding on the court when they get their time. And, you know, the main thing is just being ready when your number is called. And whether that be next game or the game after that or the game after that, just staying ready and having a positive mindset on, you know, on the team success instead of, like, individual success. So I think that we've done a great job doing that throughout this season.
Your favorite NBA players to watch, Ethan Thompson?
Yeah, my favorite NBA players to watch. I'm going to go with LeBron James. I've been growing up, been a LeBron fan. The things that he does still amaze me. Players like James Harden as well, the ability to create his own shot as well as get others involved. I'd have to say those two for sure are up there.
What's on the March Madness playlist right now?
March Madness playlist? Obviously, I'm from Southern California, so one of my favorite rappers is Dom Kennedy. I'm listening to him no matter what time of year it is, so he's always in the rotation. I've been listening to Drake's new music as well. He's in the rotation, obviously, and kind of just going back and forth between them two.
Favorite places to go in Corvallis?
Favorite places to go? That's a tough one. I'm going to go with Gil Coliseum, number one. I'm going to go with Local Boys, El Patron. Where else? Also Pie Five. I go to those restaurants pretty often. What else is there? There's a hike. I forgot the name of the trail, but there's a bunch of different hikes and stuff you could do outdoors. I like to go, you know, walk out, get some fresh air or whatever, and, you know, socially distant, what I can do socially distant. So, yeah.
Well, to your point, right now in Corvallis, it is spring break. It's spring break at Oregon State. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How's your spring break going?
It's amazing. I couldn't imagine anywhere else I'd rather be right now.
in Indianapolis. And you know, that just goes back to, like, I'm really curious here if you can shed some light, because I don't – Ethan, everybody's turning on the game. Like, on they're going to turn on the game this Saturday and they're going to say, you know, here we go. Like, what's going to happen in this game? What's the team, the matchup? What's this? What's that? But what they do not see is everything that you guys are going through day in and day out. I can't empathize. There's a lot of people who cannot. Just take us through a day right now in Indy in this week leading up to this game. Like, what's going on either today or tomorrow, if you could share.
Yeah. So the majority of the days, you know, wake up, have breakfast. It will be either a corona test around breakfast time, or maybe there's going to be a corona test somewhere throughout the day. And we're going to get that in for sure. Today we had weights for about an hour, and we had practice right after. Today's practice wasn't too hard on the body, you know, coming off of two games last weekend. Just try to keep it light, but, you know, keep our minds sharp. After practice, we had lunch. Then I did a couple media interviews as well. Then after this one, I'm going to we get about an hour or two outside every day. Like, we each have like a little time slot, so I'm about to go out, probably put a jacket on. It's a little cloudy out here today, and throw a football around. But yeah, and after that, you know, depending on what day it is, if it's close to game day, we might watch film later on at night. We probably won't do that since it's pretty early in the week. You know, get dinner and then probably another snack closer to bedtime. So, yeah.
If you could pick one guy to be a quarterback out there with football, who are you picking?
This team thinks they have a lot of great quarterbacks. I'm going to go with myself. But Zach Reichel and Tariq are up there for sure.
Somebody's getting picked off in about 15 minutes. Right. Somebody's getting picked off. Ethan Thompson, what do you think about going up against Loyola Chicago in the Sweet 16?
It's going to be a great opportunity. I'm excited. Blessed to be here, of course. Loyola Chicago is a great, great team. They're very disciplined, and they have a solid defense as well. So, you know, it brings another challenge. I think, our team is ready for it. And, you know, we're just going to go out, have fun, and, you know, see where it goes.
Tinkle Magic, Sister Jean, March Madness. I mean, this is what it's all about, right? And Coach Tinkle has a lot of connections to Loyola.
Yeah, definitely. It's great. This is what March Madness is about.
What's your message to everybody in Corvallis right now?
Beaver Nation, I've said it before, I'll say it again. We love you guys. We appreciate all the love and support. Even though, it's not, you guys may not be in the gym with us. Those that can't make it, we're grateful for you. But we know during these times, safety is the first thing on our mind, and we still feel the love and support. Social media is a great thing. We see all the likes, all the comments, everything. So it's amazing. We're trying to keep dancing, Beaver Nation.
Ethan Thompson, you're dancing, and you know what? I don't think you've stopped smiling, man.
I keep the smile on me all the time.
I wouldn't either. Ethan Thompson, congratulations. Keep on dancing. Keep on smiling, man. Thanks so much for taking the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.